WTBR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano in Washington. With no progress reported on a deal to fund the government and end the shutdown, TSA workers have to stay on the job. But there's concern over potential delays and cancellations. This traveler was passing through Chicago.
Not really worried. We've been through a lot worse, you know, with COVID and everything else. But, I mean, nowadays we can do a lot of stuff virtually if we have to. But, you know, the travel is going to be... It might be an impact for us staying late nights at airports and having to rebook flights and such, or things like that.
In California, many people, civilian and military, at Travis Air Force Base aren't being paid. CBS News Sacramento's Steve Large is there.
Congressmember John Garamendi represents Fairfield and says there are 10,000 members of the military and 10,000 civilians and their dependents on this base no longer getting paid during the shutdown.
People begin worrying about the paycheck. How am I going to pay the rent?
A spokesperson for Travis Air Force Base released a statement reading in part, members who find themselves in financial difficulties should notify their supervisor, first sergeant, and commander who can provide information on financial aid.
Democrats say President Trump is targeting funding projects in Democratic states, including a major one for New York City.
The Trump administration is freezing $18 billion in federal funding that was to go toward the Hudson Tunnel Project and Second Avenue Subway. New York is home to both Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer and House Democratic Leader Hakeem Jeffries, and the Department of Transportation linked the leaders to the project freeze in its announcement. Vice President Vance.
We want to do everything that we can to help the American people, but when the Democrats shut down the government, we have to actually do a little triage to make sure the most critical and most essential services are provided.
Matt Piper, CBS News, New York.
A Gallup poll shows 8 in 10 Americans believe military veterans have strong leadership skills, and more than half view that more positively than a government or business background in political candidates. Rai Barkat is with the group With Honor, supporting veteran candidates.
In the Marine Corps, for example, the average age of the average Marine is barely 20 years old. And by the time they reach 20 years old, the average Marine will be responsible for at least 3 other Marines' lives.
More than 320,000 even-flow car seats are being recalled because foam headrest material could be a choking hazard for kids. It affects even-flow, Revolve 360 Slim, and Gold Revolve 360 Slim models. Hamas is considering President Trump's peace plan proposal.
A source close to the process told CBS News the Hamas negotiating team has met with officials from Qatar, Egypt, and Turkey in Doha, where Hamas said it is carefully reviewing the proposal before preparing its final response.
Deborah Patta in East Jerusalem. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids home for the Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m.
The Brewers warming up. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, baseball. The Brewers worked out at AmFam Field as they wait to find out who they'll play Saturday. The Cubs beat the Padres 3-1 in game one of their best-of-3-game wildcard series. Brewers catcher William Contreras had another MRI on his left hand that's bothered him all season. Manager Pat Murphy.
You're not going to be able to keep William out no matter what the analysis is of that injury. He's going to play.
NFL, Matt LaFleur on what went wrong in the final minute in overtime that led to the Packers settling for a tie with the Cowboys.
When we're not in two-minute mode and then you jump into two-minute mode, everybody on the field has to know that. And we were operating more of our, you know, no huddle tempo, which isn't warp speed. It's a bad look, quite honestly. And it's just the communication and process have got to be cleaned up because we can't allow that ever to happen again.
That's Matt LaFleur with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Catch Farm Report updates throughout the day from the Midwest Farm Report right here on 97.5 WFHR.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Some clouds in the overnight, light winds, and temperatures in the lower 50s. On Thursday, sunshine returning across the area, highs reaching the upper 70s to lower 80s. Temperatures warmer on Friday as we'll reach the middle 80s. Currently 62 degrees.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time as we continue from On Location in Shawnee, Wisconsin. We'll continue to follow the government shutdown. And when entertainment and politics cross over, who do you hold accountable? Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
Hear that? That's the sound of your life. Perfectly imperfect. Beating in rhythm to the world you've created. But every time you drive after drinking, the music gets drowned out. Your life sounds pretty great. Don't let a buzz ruin it. Buzz driving is drunk driving. Don't drive buzzed. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Snakes, zombies, sharks, heights, speaking in public. The list of fears is endless. But while you're clutching your blanket in the dark, wondering if that sound in the hall was actually a footstep, the real danger is in your hand, when you're behind the wheel. And while you might think a great white shark is scary, what's really terrifying and even deadly is distracted driving. Eyes forward, don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
On Location, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. Todd Albaugh along Mr. Aaron Zommer is our producer and engineer. It is Wednesday, October 1st, 2025. It is a great day to be a Wisconsinite, and it is
Hump Day!
Look at that. The camel got in the back of the truck and made it all the way up here to beautiful Shawnee County. We are live on location today here in Shawnee. It is a beautiful fall afternoon here. Temperatures in the upper 70s. Mostly a little bit of overcast skies, I guess, right now. We're on location on our end. We had our pre-recorded show yesterday. Dad had a little oral surgery. All is well, but up here for a couple of days, helping out my stepbrother, my stepmom, helping Dad recoup. And he's sitting right off stage in the wings right now in his chair as our on-site director. So that's a lot of fun. And we thought, why not come outside and back the old world headquarters on the at the intersection of State and Fairchild, Mr. Aaron Zommer. Zommer, how are things back home?
It's going well here. Nothing too crazy. You know, it's right. As always, it's a little weird having all the lights and everything off in the studio ahead of me, but.
Well, I only wish you were here because if you've never been to Shawnee County, it's a beautiful part of the state, about a half an hour drive now with the Highway 29 just west of Green Bay. So it's a beautiful, lots of lake, of course, during the season, as they say. Lots of the population goes up by several thousand for people recreating on the lake here in Shawnee County. But we'll talk a little bit more about that a little bit later. Also, hour number two, Representative Ahmad Rivera Wagner is going to be along. Of course, he represents parts of the Green Bay area, not too far from here, as we mentioned. He's addressing, they're going to be talking about something. Doesn't matter whether you're in Shawnee or Lake Wissota or River Falls or Richland Center, anywhere, Milwaukee. It seems like housing is on everybody's mind right now, the shortage thereof. And here's a guy, and this is one of the many reasons I think a lot of Representative Rivera Wagner, here's a guy who doesn't just come out and witch and moan. He brings a solution. He has some legislation to address the housing shortage in Wisconsin, so he'll be here at 3:35 to discuss that. Or what's worse today, overhead lighting or lamps? We'll discuss that. And our green and gold text to win trivia contest, or not text to win contest. Be so glad this week is over. Coming up in hour two, so stay tuned to win fabulous cash and prizes if the price is right. But first, per our Wednesdays, every Wednesday, joining us from beautiful Lake Wissota, where I'm sure it's a beautiful fall day as well. He is the host of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow every morning from 6 until 9 a.m., Mr. Patrick Jerome Kreitlow, and joining us from the Tony suburbs of our nation's capital, the senior advisor to the Lincoln Project, Mr. Trygve Olsen. Gentlemen, how are you?
Hey, Trygve. Trygve, look at this guy. Look at Todd. Look at the screen there. He's sitting in a beautiful backyard with some pumpkins. Yeah. I mean, it's set up. And then there's a full table, laptop. He's got the full radio gear there. Mm. You realize what you're seeing right there? You're seeing my future. When I go around the bend, they're just going to put me in the backyard and tell me that I'm doing a radio show. And I'm just going to talk to the trees and the birds. And I feel like we're looking ahead a few years at, you know, what this looks like. Todd will be one of my guests. We'll just sit there in the backyard and we'll talk out loud.
We're not really here. He's just imagining all of this. It's a simulation inside the Matrix.
This is funny you bring that up, you guys, because this is serious. British primatologist, anthropologist Jane Goodall unfortunately passed away, but she lived a full life to 91 years old.
Where did Todd go?
Well, there you go. I told you. The Matrix has hit a glitch, Pat. Now it's just you and me, baby.
It could be, unless Mr. Zommers jumps in here.
Don't ask me to talk about Jane Goodall. I don't know who that is. Wasn't she on NFL Today in the 70s or something?
No. That's Jane. Oh, look, Todd's back.
That was hilarious.
Musburger?
That was Jane Kennedy who was on there.
Oh, yeah, Jane Kennedy.
Sometimes get Jane Goodall mixed up with Dianne Fossey, the activist who was murdered. She worked with apes, whereas Jane Goodall worked with chimpanzees. And I sometimes get Dianne Fossey mixed up with Bob Fossey, the choreographer.
I kind of feel like Dianne Fossey. I work with apes, too.
Well, at least Todd gave us jazz hands on cue there. So, Todd, would you like to take your show back?
Yeah, I don't know. We're on the satellite. Everything's fine. Elon shut it down for a second, but thank you. Always appreciate it. All right, boys. Well, anyway, we're off to a flying start here on a Wednesday. Want to get into a little bit what's happening out in D.C. Let's set the table, then we'll get Pat and Trevi's comments on that. The federal government shut down this morning because Donald Trump and congressional leaders have not passed a bill to fund the government for another 7 weeks. Democrats are seeking a compromise that would save health insurance for millions of Americans. Republicans, of course, refusing to compromise. For years, Republicans have been dedicated to destroying Obamacare, also known as the Affordable Care Act, or ACA. Republicans' recent One Big Bill cut off subsidies that make ACA health insurance plans affordable for millions of U.S. citizens. And that is, in a nutshell, why the government is shutting down. Pat Kreitlow, Trygve Olsen. Pat, first you, initial thoughts on where we're at right now, federal government-wise.
Well, first, in something that you probably wouldn't expect from me, I'm going to say something to mildly correct the record in favor of the Republican point of view on here.
All right.
They are not taking away the enhanced tax benefits under the Affordable Care Act. They are letting them expire. That was a 4-year extension, I believe, that was put up during the Biden administration. A lot of folks figured that in 4 years, we'd see how important they are and then want to renew them. Republicans are refusing to renew them. That's what's going to lead to huge price hikes for everybody on the exchanges. And frankly, it'll trickle down to everybody else. So while they're not cutting it, they're certainly not seeing the benefit of it. And their constituents are going to give them an earful about that and about the cuts to Medicaid. I'll say again, Republicans don't have the votes to pass something on their own. They can't agree amongst themselves. They're dysfunctional. They need Democratic votes. And so the easiest thing for them to do would be to say, you know what, we will go back and extend those Affordable Care Act tax benefits for a year or 2 years and then just be done with it. But they don't want to do it.
Important correction. I appreciate that, Pat. Trygve, how about it? You're a guy who worked for people like John McCain, knew how to get things through Capitol Hill out there in D.C. To Pat's point, did Democrats mess up on the messaging? Are Republicans doing any better? First, on the Democratic side, would it have been better for Democrats to just say, okay, we'll give you a continuing resolution for now for another month or two, but this is it, and we're not going to pass anything else unless these tax benefits for health care are extended beyond the end of the calendar year. And if you have a bad Christmas, it's Trump who's the Grinch, not us. And on the Republican side, why are they making this about a flat out lie? They're trying to say that they're holding this up because they don't want, quote unquote, illegals, i.e. undocumented persons, to receive health care benefits when it is the law currently that they cannot. What's up with the messaging on this and the strategy out in the nation's capital?
Well, I mean, I think it's pretty clear both sides are trying to pander and position with their base, and the middle is sort of stuck with no government functioning at the moment. I think it's more of an indictment on where both sides are and how afraid, I guess, on the Republican side, they're owned by their base, the mega base. But on the left, you know, Schumer stepped in last time with the continuing resolution. I think the far left, you know, he probably drew himself a primary challenge from AOC. I just think, I mean, again, it gets to how dysfunctional we've become as a nation. That, you know, there's no budget, there's no, you know, there's constantly continuing resolutions. Let's keep the government open for seven more weeks, you know. It's just
there's an important part of the timing, though, that I want to make sure is inserted there when people go, well, Democrats, you know, they went for the continuing resolution in March. Why don't they just do it again? There's something happened in between March and now. And that was the big bloated boondoggle that makes $1 trillion in cuts to Medicaid. So when Todd, when you ask, well, why don't Democrats just say, OK, we'll do another continuing resolution and we'll work this out in a month or two, there is no trust that Republicans will take it up. They won't. And B, you got to do this now because the open enrollment period begins around November 1st. And nobody knows if there's going to be these big hikes or not. So this is the time to force the issue and to make it happen. And so as long as Republicans want to continue to try to both sides this rather than, you know, take ownership of the cuts, the healthcare cuts that they've made, this is going to go on for a while.
Yeah, I
Pat,
think so
that's
too.
The first that you're the first person, the first place anywhere that I've heard what you just said about the open enrollment period, which, you know, I've been trying to follow all this last 40 hours. You're 100% right. I never thought of that, and I haven't heard it anywhere else. So why is it the Democrats don't get up in front and say just exactly what you said? That's the most salient point out there.
Trigvy, I don't know. Help us.
Because a lot of the Democrats aren't like Pat. I don't know.
Ooh, okay.
Certainly the ones in Congress. Mm-hmm. There you go. I know how we could change that, Pat. There's an open seat somewhere near you.
Yes, which we
might even be yours.
I will again take credit that this morning on Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, powered by Up North News, Fred Clark made his announcement, the former assembly rep, that he is running for Congress in the 7th Congressional District. So breaking a little news over here on Civic Media.
I appreciate you bringing that up, Pat. I
you want to break some news here on Abba show, Pat?
No. Sure? Todd, you were saying.
No, I was just going to say, I got to know former Representative Clark when he was in the legislature, when my former boss, Dale Schultz, was in the legislature. Really great guy. Really great person. And is someone who cares about the stewardship of conservation in this state, understands forestry better than, you know, as well as anyone else. And I think, you know, as much as I'd love to see Pat run, I think that Fred Clark is a great candidate.
I think he's going to be a very good candidate on the Democratic side. We'll see if it's Mary Felskowski, or I know there's a couple of other people that have announced as well. So there's plenty of time between now and August. But I was very happy to see Fred Clark run. For folks that don't know and go, wait, wasn't he represented the Baraboo area? Yes, he did for a time, but then now he's relocated up to the Ashland Bayfield area. He's been there for a number of years now and is running in the 7th District. So that's a nice development there, because again, if it means one less person like a Tom Tiffany who will have absolutely no oversight of the president, no guardrails, nothing like that, then, yeah, let's put that seat in some different hands.
Absolutely, and congrats on Pat for breaking that news, and what a get up there, man. That's why you got to listen and get up in the morning and listen to your morning to Pat Kreitlow every morning from 6 until 9. We're going to come back and talk more with the aforementioned Mr. Kreitlow and also Trigvi Olsen from Washington, D.C. Going to talk about what's next in the Wisconsin governor's race. Why is it that people decide to get in even when they're hypocrites? Do they think it's not going to be outed in this day and age? We'll ask that to Pat Kreitlow and Trigvi Olsen and more. Don't go anywhere. We're live from Shawnee, Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
How serious is youth vaping? Irreversible lung damage serious? 1 in 10 kids vape serious? Which warrants a serious conversation from a serious parental figure, like yourself. Not the seriously know-it-all sports dad, or the seriously smart podcaster. It requires a serious conversation that is best had by you. No, seriously, the best person to talk to your child about vaping is you. To start the conversation, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
This message is for Karina, our mom who finished her high school diploma at age 28. Hi, Mom. It's Amethyst and Nicholas.
Congratulations on getting your diploma.
You worked so hard and have taught us so much.
We love you.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Retirement can be scary, but only if you're not prepared. That's why AARP created thisispretirement.org. Because unless you've already retired, you're in pretirement and you still have time to plan. Learn about retirement savings options, potential tax breaks, and how you can build savings over time. Visit thisispretirement.org for free resources to help you customize your action plan and feel the retirement fear disappear. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Smokey the Bear.
Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful. It's the least that you can do.
It's what you desire. Don't play with matches. Don't play with fire.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com. And remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Small businesses are the heart of America. As the nation's largest nonprofit resource of expert business mentoring, SCORE has helped millions of entrepreneurs build their businesses. For free, find a mentor today at score.org.
Join the family. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Run, Pat, run. Run, Pat, run. Run, Pat, run. Troy from Mount Horeb.
Welcome back to the Town Hall Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Zahmer is playing a message off of the old phone line. That's right. You can call and leave messages now to us on the Civic Media app. Download it on your Apple or Android device. We are here live on location in beautiful Shawnee, Wisconsin, joining us as per usual on a Wednesday from our nation's capital. Trigvi Olsen, senior advisor to the Lincoln Project, and from beautiful Lake Wissota, where it's equally as nice an autumn day. Mr. Pat Kreitlow, you can hear him every morning from 6 until 9 across select stations on the Civic Media Radio Network. And as David Letterman likes to say, I hope one of your stations has been selected.
It's very easy on this app to leave a voice note. You hit the voice note thing. You just got to tap it and go, let's see. Oh, you have to let it use the thing. No, Troy, no. No, Troy, no. No, Troy, no. There we go. Okay. All right.
Yeah, normally we just get crank calls for our show on the app. Let's turn to the governor's race, gentlemen.
Troy, no. No, Troy, no. Well,
look at that. It came through immediately.
Wow. Came through immediately. All right. Very good.
Anyway, yeah.
Yeah, let's go to the governor's race, guys, of the state of Wisconsin. Changes, Bill Berrien, Republican, dropped out last week after the reporting of Dan Bice in the Journal Sentinel. Which found out, and look, I've said this before, whatever people want to do in their private lives, as long as it's legal and consensual, live and let live, baby. But the problem is, and it always seems to happen more likely on the Republican side, when you get these guys that want to run to the right on family values like Bill Berrien, and then it turns out he's participating, in this case, some very adult content following transgender porn stars and this sort of thing on social media platforms. And so he decides to get out. You have Tom Tiffany of the 7th Congressional District, who is now in. It's essentially a two-person race between Tiffany and Josh Shulman on the Republican side. And then on the Democratic side, you have former WEDIC secretary, director, whatever they call her these days, Missy Hughes in. And when Luke Mathers told me about this, the first thing I said was, who? Because that's the problem I have with some of the people in this administration, in the Evers administration. They don't sell themselves enough. And I forgot who she was, but she seems like a strong candidate. Tring, me first to you. What's up, particularly on people from our former party thinking they can run as hypocrites and not get outed?
I don't know that it has anything to do with political identification, although there's lots of hypocrites certainly within that world, because that's what happens when you have to pay, you know, fidelity to somebody who's got a different set of values probably than you do, but you need to go along. I just think it's human nature, right? Like, I mean, cognitive dissonance is a real thing, Todd. I don't know if you figured that out, but it's a real thing. And I also think, you know, in some of these cases, you get people who haven't run for office and they don't understand that we live in an age where anything you've done is likely to come out. And particularly the younger you are, because you've lived your life with people walking around with cameras in their pockets.
Yeah. No, very true. Pat, on the Democratic side, look, I think the bona fides, as they say, her resume, Missy Hughes, very qualified. And I thought she came out with a strong video. We played the first minute of it a couple days ago, like we did for everybody else who's come out. But again, I just think Democrats, particularly Evers administration, they don't sell themselves enough.
Well, and that's exactly why she's starting as early as she does. She has until August of next year to try to make voters in the Democratic primary see her as, you know, the choice that will understand how to create jobs, is not a politician, you know, as you know, in politics as usual. Maybe people are looking for somebody who's never been in the legislature and thrown all those verbal, you know, grenades all the time. And if she can carve that lane for herself, you know, then maybe she's got enough time to build that kind of a following. But you're now asking people who already know about Kelda Royes, who already know Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez, already know David Crawley or Fran Hong, to give her a look. And like I said, I mean, that's with who knows who else is going to be getting in this race before all is said and done. So she's got the accomplishments, yes, but she's got a lot of work to do between now and August to get her name ID up and for people to go, yeah, she would be the one, the non-traditional choice that I think we need.
Let's go to the phone lines quickly. Tom in McFarland. Tom, listening to WMDX out of Madison. Tom, if you can make it quick, please add a comment or a question on the government shutdown in D.C. Tom, are you there? Anybody?
We must have lost Tom, but we do have...
Well, Tom...
Troy in Mount Horeb calling about the right. gubernatorial race.
Troy, Mount Horeb. Troy, what do you got for us, my friend, quickly?
Hello.
Hey, Troy.
Hello? Hey, can you hear me now?
Yep.
All right. I won't bother you again, Pat, but I have a quick question. So in 2016, the Republican presidential primary had a bunch of candidates and one lunatic, and we ended up with the one lunatic. Are we getting to the point with it in the Democratic primary where we've got five normal candidates and two out there candidates, and we got to be worried about one of them two getting in?
Who are the out ones? Who are the oddballs?
Sternad and Halsey,
No, I don't think either one has. I mean, Donald Trump had recognition, an oddball, but recognition, and the other two simply do not. They do not have time to build that kind of a base. So, no, I think at this point, you know, if I had to bet a quarter on it, it'll be somebody who's already in the race. But, you know, I always leave room to be surprised.
And, you know, I
thanks,
mean,
Troy. Go ahead, Trigby.
Primaries, a lot of it comes down to who can raise resources to be on TV in places that others aren't, and
right,
with the volume or in people's Facebook feeds or wherever.
Yep.
So.
Okay.
Always having the experience both on television, radio, and online. Patrick Jerome Kreitlow. You can see him every morning from 6 until 9 on Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. Thanks, Pat. We appreciate you.
Thanks, guys. See you later.
All right.
See
come
you,
on
Pat.
Back. Trigby and I will continue talking, take your phone calls next live from Shawnee, Wisconsin. First, the farm news on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Locally grown radio, WFHR. As Wisconsin as a fish fry on a Friday night, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
CBS News Brief. Top congressional Republicans say they won't negotiate with Democrats until the government reopens. House Speaker Mike Johnson.
There are hundreds of thousands of federal workers who are getting their furlough notices. Nearly half of our civilian workforce is being sent home. These are hardworking Americans who work for our federal government.
House Democratic Leader Hakeem Jeffries doesn't believe that expression of concern.
Everything that the Trump administration has said about the government shutting down confirms the fact that Republicans are delighted to have shut down the government.
A Gallup poll shows many respondents view military service as more valuable than business or government experience in political candidates.
The trust in institutions has continued to decline. The trust in veterans has stayed exponentially higher. We're talking 80% plus of Americans view veterans as a group that can bring folks together.
That's Ry Barcott of the group With Honor, which supports veteran candidates. CBS News Brief. I'm Michael Toscano.
The Brewers warming up. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, baseball. The Brewers worked out at AmFam Field as they wait to find out who they'll play Saturday. The Cubs beat the Padres 3-1 in game one of their best-of-three-game wildcard series. Brewers catcher William Contreras had another MRI on his left hand that's bothered him all season. Manager Pat Murphy.
You're not going to be able to keep William out no matter what the analysis is of that injury. He's going to play.
NFL, Matt LaFleur on what went wrong in the final minute in overtime that led to the Packers settling for a tie with the Cowboys.
When we're not in two-minute mode and then you jump into two-minute mode, everybody on the field has to know that. And we were operating more of our, you know, no huddle tempo, which isn't warp speed. It's a bad look, quite honestly. And it's just the communication and process have got to be cleaned up because we can't allow that ever to happen again.
That's Matt LaFleur with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. After his recent suspension and then being put back on the air within a week, Jimmy Kimmel gave an emotional and hilarious monologue upon his return to Jimmy Kimmel Live. Not only was it highly rated on TV, Kimmel's monologue set a record on YouTube. The host's opening segment reached almost 18 million views on YouTube within 22 hours of being posted, making it the most watched monologue in the history of YouTube, according to Variety. A Wheel of Fortune contestant from Connecticut has won the biggest jackpot in the show's history at a little over $1 million. Christina Derevyanik told Ryan Seacrest that if she won the $1 million, she would put in her 2 weeks' notice at work, at which point Seacrest reminded her boss was in the crowd. Derevyanik said she is going to pay off her student loans and buy a house with the money. She also won trips to Japan and Montana before winning $1 million. In addition to all that, she received a hug from the iconic Vanna White. You cannot put a price tag on that. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Farm news that impacts you and your community from the Midwest Farm Report throughout your day on 97.5 WFHR.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Some clouds in the overnight, light winds, and temperatures in the lower 50s. On Thursday, sunshine returning across the area, highs reaching the upper 70s to lower 80s. Temperatures warmer on Friday as we'll reach the middle 80s. It's 60 at our studios.
Using meth taught me everything about freedom, only not like you think. It taught me how easy it is to lose your freedom. If you think meth is taking control of you, ask for help. You have the power to be truly free. I know. I'm Jan, and I'm free from meth.
If you or someone you know is struggling with meth, call 1-800-662-HELP for 24-hour free and confidential treatment referral. Learn more at samhsa.gov/meth.
You wanted to be cool, which led you to smoking, which led to a pack a day. Then you met that special someone, which led to starting a life with them, which led to wanting to live longer, which led to quitting. Then you heard you may be at risk for lung cancer, which led you to getting a low-dose CT scan. If you smoked, get scanned. Talk to your doctor and learn more at savedbythescan.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Pat Kreitlow.
On Thursday, we'll talk to Amy Pahacek, Secretary of the State Department of Workforce Development, an agency more people are needing here in the Trump economy.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Welcome back to the Tom O'Ball Show, live on location in beautiful Shawano, Wisconsin. Just about a half hour or so drive on west of Green Bay on Highway 29. It's a beautiful, this is what it's about. You understand? We like to be out in Wisconsin. Great to get back out here on location a little bit. Glad to be with you. Going to be talking to a state representative from northeast Wisconsin coming up here at hour number two at 3:35. Wisconsin State Rep Ahmad Rivera-Wagner talking about housing shortages in the state. And the great thing is he's bringing with him his own legislation as a way to say, hey, I'm not just going to gripe about something. I'm going to bring what I see as at least a partly a solution to address this. So that's fantastic. Representative Ahmad Rivera-Wagner will be along in hour two, as well as our green and gold text-to-win trivia. And overhead lighting or lamps? That is the question in hour number two, for what's worse as well. We are joined, continue to be joined, from outside our nation's capital via StreamYard by Mr. Trygve Olsen, River Falls boy, hockey player extraordinaire, New York City pizza lover, and senior advisor to the Lincoln Project, Trygve Olsen. And also, we should really get into, I don't want to not get into this, because Trygve, he joined us last week. He was down in Dallas. He took his daughter's great dad, Trygve Olsen, and was down in Dallas at Jerry World for the Packers versus the Cowboys, and it ends in a 40-40 tie. Trygve, you were there. Was it as bad in person as it was on television?
Gave me a headache, Todd.
Well, as a partial owner, you must be very upset about this.
Train going through in the background?
We do. They still have trains in Shawano County. How about that?
Yeah, all right. It was a wild game, Todd. It was really crazy. And then, there was a lot of green and gold in that stadium. And I'd say it was about 50-50.
It and sounded Packer like it
fans,
on television.
We had Packer fans all around us and some Dallas fans. It was hard to believe. And then, you know, I actually thought the most outrageous part was the fact that they almost lost the game.
Yes.
Because of utter mismanagement at the end. I mean, 1 second, for God's sakes. So,
right.
It wasn't very good. And then, of course, you know, there was a piece of me that was kind of excited, because often you see an extra point blocked and returned by the other team for 2 points.
But, not what you want to
see. Yeah, it wasn't good.
Very quickly, as we out of the political stuff we'll talk about, but yeah, Mark Tauscher now on ESPN Wisconsin this week, who is the color analyst for Badger football games, former Badger himself, former Green Bay Packer, Mark Tauscher. And we played the cut earlier this week on ESPN Wisconsin where Tausch said, look, I'm worried. We have a guy like Mark Tauscher saying he's worried. It gives you a little bit of pause. I'm not one of these people that are like, oh, the season's over or whatever. Clearly, in the NFL, a lot easier to have two or three losses and still have a great postseason. But to me, it was much like the Badgers, Trygve. It was the sloppiness. It was the bad special teams play, a very porous defense. Those are the things that worry me more, not just the loss.
Yeah, I wouldn't go overboard on that. I'm less worried about the Packers. In fact, you know, Tauscher, maybe they picked the wrong former Wisconsin boy offensive tackle to be the athletic director.
Why do you say that?
Why do I say they might have picked the wrong one to be athletic director?
Oh, I thought you were. I'm sorry.
I think I think Wisconsin Badger football is in way worse shape.
Oh, 100%.
Fine.
Yeah.
Packers will 100%.
What are you making these people calling for? I mean, there are some knuckleheads. Well, I shouldn't say knuckleheads. There are people now, you know, saying that LaFleur isn't the right person to get the Packers to a Super Bowl again, and trying to blame this all on him. Do you buy that, or are you not buying that?
No, I think that's mean.
All right. No, I agree with you though on the Badgers.
The LaFleur's a good coach.
Listen,
it's two games. You know,
right.
after the first two games, everybody thought, "Oh my God, the Super Bowl is ours. Just hand us the Lombardi Trophy."
Right.
And then, by the way, we saw the Lombardi Trophy that's going to be handed out.
That's cool.
Cool.
Yeah.
And then, you know, they lose to Cleveland. The offense didn't look good.
Mm.
You know, Cleveland's defensive line was really good. And I will say this for the Cowboys. The Cowboys came into that game with a really smart game plan offensively for attacking the Packers.
Yep.
You know, Dak Prescott was not hanging out. There were not a lot of five-step and seven-step drops. He was getting the ball out. I think they're going to be.
There's a lot of season left.
Remember that in 2010, when the Packers won the Super Bowl, they had to win the last game to get in the playoffs against the Bears. Right. Everybody was like, "Oh, woe's me, we're done." Blah blah blah.
Packers off this week, have the bye. They're back in action again on Sunday, October 12th, against the Cincinnati Bengals. You can hear it on select stations across the Civic Media Radio Network. Before we get back to politics, quickly go to the phone lines. Dick in Madison, listening on WMDX out of Madison, Wisconsin. Dick, you wanted to say something about the Packers quickly. Go ahead.
Yeah, real quick, I got to clean something up. I told you the other day I was wrong about that 8-0 start. I was right about it, and it wasn't his first season. Holmgren, remember when I told you?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know, and then they lost out and didn't even make the playoffs. It was Zicky's third season. And I should have remembered it because a guy I went to high school with and played football with in high school, Bob Woodsett, actually was the guy that hired Mike Holmgren. He was head of
in Green Bay or Seattle?
In Seattle.
Yeah, in Seattle, yep. No, I appreciate the clarification, but no, I mean, your point is well taken, Trigby. Dick was calling the other day saying, look, I mean, you know, you can't always judge by starts out, Miguel, because once Holmgren went to Seattle, but appreciate him cleaning that up. So no, I agree that Packers, a lot of season left, a lot of great things still.
It's
could
not how you start the season, Todd. It's how you end it.
I think exactly right. The way that the Trump administration is starting out, maybe not starting anymore, we're, what, 6-7 months into this second term. But yesterday there was this very curious, to be polite about it, meeting of military leaders, 800 and some odd flag officers and generals at Quantico, Virginia, just outside Washington, D.C. And Pete Hegseth, the Secretary of Defense, former Fox News weekend host, was addressing the troops, not just the troops, but the generals there at this auditorium. And he got off to a rocky. First of all, for those that don't know, Trigby worked for John McCain. You know, obviously, I don't know if there's anybody in the military that got more respect out of anybody than John McCain for spending, what, 5 years, right, in the Hanoi Hilton as a prisoner of war, Trigby?
Long time.
Yeah, but our military folks know when they're in uniform, especially, they are not supposed to.
I believe Todd was saying they're not supposed to make political comments. He can correct me when Elon decides to give him his internet back.
You froze, Todd.
You were saying that the military officials, particularly when in uniform.
Yes, particularly when in uniform, are not allowed to applaud for partisan political things. I mean, if it's celebrating the United States or whatever, but generally it just doesn't happen. So these leaders, military leaders, are put in a weird position. Here is Secretary Hegseth addressing this group of flag officers, generals, and he insults veterans of our military, particularly our generals.
The new compass heading is clear. Out with the Shirellis, the McKenzies, and the Millies, and in with the Stockdales, the Schwarzkopfs, and the Pattons. More leadership changes will be made, of that I'm certain. Not because we want to, but because we must. Once again, this is life and death.
That was Secretary Hegseth. And just for reference, General McKenzie was a person who warned of the Iraqi threat numerous times. General Milley, of course, saw some of the most combat of any general in American military history, from those that actually follow this and know it. Here's another one where he gets into the, I'll call it, mess around and find out. It's better known by another name. Here is Hegseth yesterday at the Pentagon.
Should our enemies choose foolishly to challenge us, they will be crushed by the violence, precision, and ferocity of the War Department. In other words, to our enemies, F-A-F-O. If necessary, our troops can translate that for you.
Of course, it means something we can't say on the air. We'll just say mess around and find out. And finally, this is the way Secretary Hegseth ended his speech to the flag officers and generals at Quantico, Virginia yesterday.
Move out and draw fire, because we are the War Department. Godspeed.
Attention.
And just in case you're wondering, at the end, that was not like a rousing, yeah, go. It was whoever the person in charge was calling everybody to stand up at attention and simply stand as secretary left. There was zero applause. Trigvi, we haven't even gotten to President Trump's comments yet, but you worked for John McCain. Your reflections?
Yeah, I just think, I don't know. I have no idea what he would be saying about it. I know he'd have an opinion. That's, and I don't think it would be a positive one, probably. But I think, even this is the thing, even the calling it, we're not the Defense Department anymore. We're the War Department. There is this bravado. There is this screwing around and this desire for chaos. And there's a lot of cosplay in this. I mean, I know Pete Hegseth served, obviously. But, there's the whole thing about, I want generals who are physically fit. That's got to be coming straight from Donald Trump, which is ironic, mm-hmm. Given that he's the commander in chief and he doesn't meet the 75% physical male threshold that they've set by any means. I think people have to ask themselves, are we about defending our nation or do you want to be at war? And do you understand what that means? And not all conflicts are going to be what Americans have seen as conflicts. We're headed towards a very bad place. We're like the guy who's walking into the bar looking to start something that, quite frankly, we probably don't want to start.
Let's go to the first cut of President Trump yesterday addressing military leaders at Quantico, Virginia, where he is met with silence as he took the stage.
I've never walked into a room so silent before. This is very... Don't laugh. Don't laugh. You're not allowed to do that. You know what? Just have a good time. And if you want to applaud, you applaud. And if you want to do anything you want, you can do anything you want. And if you don't like what I'm saying, you can leave the room. Of course, there goes your rank. There goes your future. But you just feel nice and loose, okay? Because we're all on the same team. And I was told that, sir, you won't hear a murmur in the room. I said, we got to loosen these guys up a little bit.
Donald Trump yesterday talking to military leaders. Weird. is certainly one word for it. Come on back. We're live from Shawnee, Wisconsin with Trigby Olson. More after this on the Civic Media.
As Wisconsin as a fish fry on a Friday night, this is the Civic Media Radio Network. On.
And save. Badgers win the shootout.
In America's college hockey capital.
Empty net goal at the horn. Badgers finish Michigan.
Badger hockey lives here.
Sponsored by Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Econ Electric Inc., Rapids Transmission, Junkyard Bar & Grill, and 8th Street Auto. Listen on 97.5 FM and on the Civic Media app.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Tom Tiffany, the Republican congressman representing Wisconsin's 7th Congressional District, has finally made it official. He's running for governor. The election for governor in 2026 is the state's first open race for the office since 2010, and it's sure to invite many candidates to run. And on the Republican side, Tiffany's is the most significant announcement yet. There's a very good chance that he is going to be the Republican nominee for governor at this time next year. If that proves to be the case, it would signify a major shift in the center of power for Republican politics in Wisconsin. For so long, it's been the Wow counties, Waukesha, Ozaukee, and Washington, three of the counties that surround Milwaukee, that have been the Republican stronghold in the state. But if Tiffany is the one on the top of the ticket, it will be the most clear indicator yet of how the party has shifted from more of a suburban one to one where GOP voters are more centered in exurban or rural areas.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
Is violent crime in the U.S. higher than 25 years ago? No. Violent crime is lower nationally and in major cities than 25 years ago, according to FBI and Justice Department data. In 2023, cities with 250,000 or more people reported 771 violent crimes per 100,000 residents, down from 1,093 in 2000. Nationally, violent crime has stayed below 400 incidents per 100,000 residents for a decade, compared to about 500 in the late 1990s. Pew Research reported a 49% drop in violent crime, which includes murder, rape, robbery, and aggravated assault, since 1993. I'm Trisha Young for Wisconsin Watch. Fact briefs are bite-sized fact checks of trending claims produced by Wisconsin Watch and GigaFact. Read more at wisconsinwatch.org.
School sports are played by humans, coached by humans, and officiated by humans. So the next time you're sitting in the stands at a school athletic event, please remember this and maintain your humanity, especially when it comes to judging and critiquing athletes, coaches, and officials. Please show your fellow humans some respect. They'll appreciate your empathy.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Download the Civic Media app in the Google Play or Apple App Store and take us everywhere. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
I ain't as good as I once was. I got a few years on me now. But there was a time back in my prime when I could really lay it down. And if you need some love tonight, then I might have just enough. I ain't as good as I once was, but I'm as good once as I ever was.
Welcome back to the Tallow Ball Show, live on location in beautiful Shawnee, Wisconsin. We are just a few blocks away from the Shawnee County Fairgrounds. I don't think Toby Keith ever played here. Maybe he did. But hitherto unknown fact, and Trigby, one of your favorite people at Civic Media, probably your favorite person, because I know I'm not, Terry Barr. Terry Barr is from this
Terry
area.
Barr
grew
is...
up. Yes.
Well, she's a legend, Todd.
She is a legend, and she grew up here in Shawnee, and I think she was at this concert years ago, as was my stepmother, Mary, years ago, before Garth Brooks was Garth Brooks. He played the Shawnee County Fair right before he exploded and became a superstar, and he kept it, even though he was on the verge of exploding, he kept his as a star, he kept his contract and showed up at the Shawnee County Fair, I think right around the time like Friends of Low Places was going to number one. So
yeah,
there you
that
go.
Sounds
big,
right.
Big,
I remember hearing her say that.
Oh, big area for country music here, Trigby.
Well, I don't doubt that. I mean, the thing about Terry Barr is she's not as good once as she once was. She's just legendary.
She's just good.
She's like GOAT. Yeah, she's good.
Right. Great.
She's timeless.
She is timeless, and she's always great. You can hear her, of course, every evening from 6 until 9 or a little bit later on WMDX on the Max 8
Rockin'
Radio.
Rockin' the house.
That's right. You can also catch the program via the Civic Media app if you don't live in the Madison area. And, of course, she does our Slice of Wisconsin. She does the new Wisco Weekend Show out of Green Bay and Oshkosh. She's everywhere. Terry Barr is so we and she's kind enough after all that she's won numerous Emmys, but yet still she's willing to be she does our intro every day. So how about
speaking of that part of the state and big name acts who were there just before they hit it big? I think Taylor Swift had a concert in Green Bay,
really,
just before she hit it big too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I did not know
first,
that.
One of her first like shows that she did. Yep, I remember reading.
Very
about
good.
That. There was something about because Lambeau Field wasn't on, and she's like, oh, I had played Green Bay the first tour I ever did.
Mm. Wow. Yep. That's fantastic. Zomers tells me I might have misspoken. It's just Max Inc. Radio is not every, it's every Saturday night. I'm sorry, every Saturday night from 6 until the lights go out here on the Civic Media Radio Network on VNW MDX. All right, Trigby, I guess just to put a point on this thing that we were talking about earlier with what's happening out in D.C. yesterday with Pete Hegseth and Donald Trump addressing these military leaders. Normally, you and I like to leave people with hope, and I obviously still think there's hope. But this is kind of a dark stuff, Trigby, because I think, my opinion, you've actually taken on authoritarians in Eastern Europe. But tell me what you think. This whole thing of telling military, literally telling them yesterday, if you have a sinking feeling right now as you hear this, then resign. I mean, Hegseth told him that, and Trump saying this is take on domestic terrorism. The Constitution says all enemies, foreign and domestic, and calling out Memphis and Chicago and Los Angeles and Portland by name. This doesn't feel good to me, Trigby.
Well, it's pretty abnormal, Todd. And, the thing is, the people who are subscribing to it, yep, those places, they're a disaster. It will be your town eventually, too. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, the other thing about this is, and this is the thing, could you imagine if Barack Obama had been saying, we need to be sending troops to...
Yeah.
Wherever,
Shawano,
USA, Shawano.
Yeah.
Right.
I very, mean, very red county.
Right. I will also tell you it's ironic because, this part isn't ironic, but, as we've been traveling around to go see the Packers play in all these places, right? I love the fact that my daughters are getting to see all these major American cities. Like, we were in San Francisco. You know what? Everybody in that stadium stood up and sang the national anthem and had pride. We were in Dallas, a red state, same thing. There were homeless people all over the place in San Francisco. You know what? There were homeless people all over the place in downtown Dallas.
Yeah.
Like, we can have a conversation about how sad that is, but you never hear him say, well, we need to deploy federal troops to Dallas.
Right.
Why is that? I mean, this, if... either side doing this, it's a little bit like the whole thing with Jimmy Kimmel. It isn't about your side. It's about how would you respond if the other side were doing it to you? And if you would be outraged by that, then you should be outraged if your side is doing it. And not somewhere along the way, all this, what about? There's just a piece of me, that's so disillusioned with Generation X, the baby boomers. I mean, my God. But what is wrong with Generation X?
That does trick me.
I know. We're going to go down as the worst generation in the history of
you
America.
You think so? The worst?
Potentially.
Oh,
yeah.
Man.
Because the baby boomers might be the ones who are screwing it all up, but we're the ones who've just gone along for the ride.
Yeah. But, I mean, yeah.
Where's our who are the Generation X leaders?
It's a great question.
We haven't had any. Yeah. And the ones that we've had, what have they done? Paul was one of them.
Paul Ryan.
What did he do? He quit the fight and went and did a bunch of board stuff because it's like, well, I just don't want to fight with Trump. Cashed out.
Yeah.
We have been so pampered. It's crazy.
Trigvy isn't always just good. Sometimes he's always good as well. We appreciate him every Wednesday. Trigvy, enjoy the weekend off of the Packers. Go Crew. He's a Twins fan. We'll see you next Wednesday. Thanks, Trigvy.
Yeah, you guys are in the playoffs. That's something we don't know about.
That's true. Stay tuned. Hour two is next. Text to Win.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano in Washington. We are a full day into the government shutdown with no signs of progress toward ending it. Correspondent Caitlin Huey Burns sees effects already sinking in.
Ariana, who didn't want us to share her last name, was furloughed from her job at the Department of Agriculture, where 40% of the staff were told to stay home. She's a veteran who served in Afghanistan.
I'm really hopeful that this shutdown doesn't last much longer, so that the civil servants can get back to serving the American people.
The shutdown is also likely to slow down air travel.
And why is that? CBS News Chicago reporter Azal Rezaei is monitoring the situation from Chicago O'Hare Airport.
Those federal employees, of course, include TSA workers and air traffic controllers. They're required to show up as essential workers, though they'll be doing so starting today.